So after the Earthlink closed, I got a job at the Novel Experience, remained in the book business. And there I received the dubious title of eco-terrorist. And my boss gave me that. This was before plastic bags were banned from the county. And I would, when a customer bought something, I would say, would you like a bag? Or would you like to put it in one of the bags you already have? Apparently, there was a little bit of a tone, a little bit of an attitude. And so thus, I got the terrorist title. And this was also before 9/11 when terrorist, it was kind of cute then. It wasn't, or not cute, but it wasn't quite, didn't quite have quite the impact that it does now. So along those lines, I also chose to find other ways of conserving and socializing as well. So I would find people. When I lived in Arroyo Grande, I saw that the woman who worked at the stationery store, Mission Office Products, lived in South County. I lived in Arroyo Grande. So I connected with her, and we started writing together. And that was, it's always an exciting and kind of a little bit anxiety when you ride with people. I worked nights at the Earthling Bookshop sometimes, so it wasn't a daily thing. It wasn't a regular thing. It was every once in a while. So there was the anticipation of, will she show up? I'm Swiss. I have to be on time for work. It's very important. So if something, there was some glitch, then I would have to get in my car and drive into town. So I also, after I moved from Arroyo Grande to Los Osos, I met a fellow who worked here in town, and I approached him about riding together. And it turned out to be a really wonderful friendship. That the first time I got in his car, I asked him if he minded if I smoked. And that was, of course, just the real icebreaker, because it was completely inappropriate and a joke. And so I just wanted to, you know, figure out where he was at. And so in both these situations, it turned out that I became, it wasn't a ride share so much as me being chauffeured, because they were both, I didn't plan this, but they were both, I was en route to downtown rather than me backtracking, which would not be ecological to get them. We would come into town. So with, his name is Kurt. And he and I would, I called it wit wars in the car, because the smoking comment had really created a feeling of playfulness. And we would do a raptor count on Los Osos Valley Road. That was always very exciting to see who was out on the wires looking. Of course, turkey vultures didn't count. Our highest number was 8. That we counted. When I go out kayaking in the bay and see seals, they're okay. But if you see dolphins or otters, of course, they are much higher on the animal hierarchy. So turkey vultures, not so much. Poor things. So Kurt, his birthday was on an auspicious day. It was June 10th, and I have several friends whose birthdays are June 10th. One is a humanities professor in Pacific Grove, who I call my new improved father. He and I really adored each other, and he actually married my husband and I. Another is a good friend of mine who I met at the Earthling Bookshop, who I refer to as my soul brother, a wonderful human being. And then it was also Kurt's birthday. So I decided to have a party for these wonderful, specifically for these three wonderful men in my life. And I later found out that Kurt continued the wit wars with my friend, my best girlfriend visiting from Australia, said she was asking him, you know, how the rides are, how it is riding with me. And he said, well, on one morning I was eating a banana, and so he did manage to get a word in edgewise. And I was taken aback. Self-perception can be distorted sometimes. I didn't realize that I was quite that loquacious. So I took that into consideration in future rides. One Thursday evening, we were planning on riding together the next day. And I was planning on riding together, and I called Kurt to verify that I would be getting picked up the next morning. And he said that, no, that it wasn't going to work for that day. And I was, okay, that's fine. I brought myself into town, and I actually came here to Linnea's Cafe. And one of his co-workers approached me and let me know that he had died that morning. And I was, of course, completely shocked. I had, my co-workers thought that they had done something wrong because I wasn't speaking. And obviously I had to let them know that it was had nothing to do with them, but was actually just being so surprised at his death. He had jumped from the Cold Springs Arch Bridge. And I was especially shocked because I thought that we had a very close, clear communication. So at his memorial, which was at the Performing Arts Center in the lobby, because he had done the logo for the Performing Arts Center, I got a sense of from hearing his family how much pressure he put on himself about having a very high standard for himself and how he moved in the world. And it was really amazing to me because I perceived him as this very fun-loving, just hilarious person. He had two small children. And so at the memorial, his wife said to me, "You were a good friend to him." And I knew that, and I felt that. We were really very close. So she gave me some of his ashes, and which was kind of a surprise, but she said that she wanted me to have some. And I was, as I said, I'm from Switzerland, so I was going to see my family, and I decided he'd never been to Switzerland. We had talked about travel, so that I would take him with me. So I packed some of the ashes. I still have some, too. And I put them into my hand luggage. And then while I was at the airport, I thought, you know, this is a little bit dubious. I mean, I might get questioned if this is in my hand luggage. So I decided to take it out and put it into my checked baggage. So I took out the container, and apparently it had been jostled while I was moving it around. And I took it out, and it spilled onto the floor of the airport. And I of course, didn't have anything to clean it up. So I thought, my gosh, this is so ironic. He would love this. He will be on so many shoes going to so many places. So from that, I realized that we are all a part of everything, and our shared human status is what we've got. Thank you.